Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 23 of Just Jesus, the Promised Messiah. Today's devotion is titled, Increased Joy. Raymond C. Ortland and R. Kent Hughes once wrote, Isaiah compares it with the joy of workers at the harvest, a huge bonus on payday, and the gladness of soldiers dividing the spoil, like the locker room of the Super Bowl champions right after the game. The triumph of God's grace over our depressing failures is joy unspeakable and full of glory forever. Our text for today is from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 3 and 4. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. When the Messiah comes, he will transform the compounded gloom of God's people into multiplied joy. Isaiah's prophecy compares this time of increased joy to three events: as the joy that comes at harvest, as the joy that comes when victors divide the spoil, and as the joy on the day of Midian. First, Israel will rejoice in the same manner as people do at harvest time. In biblical times, harvest was a time of celebration after awaiting the long season between planting and reaping. Months of praying for rain and trusting God all accumulated at harvest time. After the harvest, there would be festivities that included community-wide feasts and offering sacrifices to express their gratitude to God for his blessings. Thus, harvesting coincided with the Feast of Weeks, which celebrated the grain harvest, and the Feast of Tabernacles, which marked the grape harvest. Likewise, when Jesus came, the nation would rejoice because all the prophecies about the Messiah were coming true. The season of waiting was over for God's people, and it was time to rejoice. Second, they will rejoice as soldiers do while they are dividing the spoil. When Israel won a war, it divided all the wealth that was recovered from their fallen enemies. Unless God commanded them to destroy them, the men would take the goods they collected home to their families. Imagine the excitement of gathering the jewelry, money, weapons, armor, food, and other spoils to provide for your family. Not only are you celebrating the victory of your life being spared, but now you have the blessings added to it of earthly treasures. In a similar manner, Jesus Christ will bring his people victory when he brings them out of bondage to their enemy. They will be spared, brought back to their land, and there will be multiplied blessings. Because of Christ, God's people would have every reason to celebrate. Andrew Davis describes the third comparison of joy to Midian. The joy is likened to the day of Midian's defeat, a famous story from the era of the Judges, when Gideon defeated the overwhelmingly oppressive Midianites without a sword in his hand. That's from Judges chapter 6 and 7. At that time, Israel was powerless to save itself and was enslaved by the Midianites. God caused the terror of the Lord to come on them when the light from Gideon's scant army of 300 men ripped through the darkness. The evil forces of Midian turned on themselves and imploded, destroying one another. As a result, the oppressive yoke and the rod on their shoulders, the staff of their oppressor, was shattered. That's from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 4. And all trampling boots and bloodied garments were destined for the fire. Isaiah 9, verse 5. In the same way, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ has defeated Satan's seemingly unbreakable yoke of sin and death. Satan's dark kingdom has been routed by implosion. Satan turned his evil weapon of death on Jesus, and by killing him, destroyed his own kingdom. And we, who were enslaved by Satan through fear of death, have been released to serve God in joy. Check out Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Due to the light of Jesus breaking through the darkness, the nation will be blessed beyond measure, and their joy will be significantly enlarged. The lesson for all of us today is that when Jesus breaks through the darkness, light floods in. And when the light of the world shines, joy will always increase. Some questions for you to consider. How is your joy like harvest time? How is your joy compared to winning a war? And finally, would you describe your journey with Jesus as a progressive increase in joy? Why or why not? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.